This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescue workers are still searching rubble of a collapsed apartment block in a Miami, Florida suburb for signs of life on Friday, more than a day after the oceanfront condo dramatically crumpled in a matter of seconds, leaving four people dead and 159 unaccounted. Miami-Dade's mayor says 60 more people are missing from the initial number of 99, and three bodies were pulled from the wreckage overnight. Another person was reported to have died Thursday. U.S. President Joe Biden approved an emergency declaration in the state of Florida and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. Footage captured by a security camera nearby shows an entire side of the building suddenly folding into two sections, one after the other early Thursday morning, throwing up clouds of dust. It's unknown what caused the 40-year-old high-rise to cave in, although local officials say the 12-story tower was undergoing roof construction and other repairs. A rare tornado tore through several Czech villages and towns, killing at least five people and injuring dozens, rescuers said Friday, as they cleaned up the wreckage in the storm's aftermath, one official described as a, quote, living hell. A retirement home and zoo were badly damaged after tennis ball-sized hail battered a number of towns Thursday evening, also causing extensive power outages and traffic disruptions after a major motorway was blocked. Video footage from the region on social networks shows destroyed buildings and cars, shorn tree stumps, and several fires spewing thick black smoke. A local police spokesman confirms five people have been killed, with 63 people injured and taken to hospital and 10 in serious condition. The Czech Republic's interior minister says more than 1,000 houses have been hit by the storm. This is VOA News.